good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Hi, everyone. Today on Hurtin' for Real, it's the Hurts of the Month. It's a two-part show, and I'm doing it a week early. Yeah, usually I do it, you know, near the end of the month, but next week, well, it's going to be my cross-Canada road trip. Yeah, it's all Canadian stuff next week, since Canada Day is coming up. But today, yeah, the Hurts of the Month. All new stuff. And today, we're going to hear some Slocan Ramblers. Something from American Aquarium. Some Kelly Willis. Something from Ferris and Jason Romero. And some Big Fancy. Yeah, it's all new stuff. Yeah, good country music lives here. Let's go. Yes, it's the Hurts of the Month today, and I've got quite a stack of records here. Yeah, I could do, heck, a 4 or 5 hour show today, all of new stuff, but gonna be a two-parter today. And we're gonna start off with Tammy Nielsen. Now, Tammy is really good. She has put out a few records in her career. This new one is called Sassafras. Yes, Sassafras, exclamation mark. And she is a country music singer, absolutely. She does wonderful country music. Some of her music is, oh, it's got a bit of R&B in there and some rock and roll, I would say. But, you know, hell, she's country through and through, I say. And her new record, oh, it's got some good songs on it, including this one here. I could have saved this for next week when I do the Cross Canada road trip, but I just couldn't wait. No, this song here is called Manitoba Sunrise at Motel 6. And yeah, this is a wonderful country song. Here you go, some Tammy Nielsen on Hurtin' for Real.
A 1,000 miles from home, I just looked it up. This ain't my bed, TV or my coffee cup. Silence fills my head like the snow hits the ground. A line of pillows next to me that never make a sound. Oh, to the love I left behind that never leaves my mind. Oh, my head is dark and my heart feels sick. A Manitoba sunrise at another Motel 6. Western star rolls by someplace it needs to be. Watch the taillights leave for miles. Is that how you watch me? I'm asleep, you're awake, I'm awake, you're blow me home again to the love I left behind. It never leaves my mind. Oh, my head is dark and my heart feels sick. A Manitoba sunlight at another motel sits.
That's a fun song, right? That is Kitty Cat, a song by Tammy Nielsen. She's originally from Canada, based in New Zealand now, and her new record, oh, it's a good one. It's called Sassafras, and I've decided to make it one of the hurts of the month. Well, do you know the Slocan Ramblers? Yeah, it sounds like they're from out here in BC. They're not. They are from Toronto, and they are a bluegrass group, and oh, are they good. They are a five-piece. Oh, not a four-piece. Beg my pardon. And they have a new record out, just out. It's called Queen City Jubilee. And you'll want to see these guys. These guys perform at a lot of festivals and venues all around North America, and you'll want to check them out because they're very talented, as you're about to hear. And this new record, yeah, I like it a lot. We're going to hear a song called Sun's Gonna Shine in My Back Door Someday. new stuff from the Slocan Ramblers on Hurtin' For Real.
Sun's gonna shine in the back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in the back door someday. March wind's gonna blow my blues all away. Shine in the back door someday. Sun's gonna shine in the back door someday. My twin's gonna blow mountains all the way.
good stuff from the Slocan Ramblers. They're from Toronto. They're a bluegrass group, as you can hear. But, you know, bluegrass from Toronto sounds different than, you know, bluegrass from Kentucky. And I like those differences. Yeah, good stuff there from their new record. It's called Queen City Jubilee. It's out now, and it's one of the hurts of the month. Well, hi there, everyone. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' for Real. Next up, the new record by Kelly Willis. Yeah, I've liked Kelly Willis ever since the start. Yeah, she has put out wonderful albums for a long, long time. And, you know, a couple of albums of hers that I've really liked is the ones that she did with her husband, Bruce Robison. Yeah, that she put out, what was it? Our Year, and was it Cheater's Game? And those two records, oh, I just thought they were some of the best country albums out when they were put out. But it's been a while since Kelly has put out a solo record of, you know, new stuff. Yeah, it's been like 11 years, and I'm glad she's back. Her new record is called Back Being Blue. And, you know, it's a country record for sure, although, again, it's got some other influences. You might hear some, a little bit of, you know, maybe even R&B in there. Maybe there's some blue in the title for a reason. And I like the songs. We're going to hear something called Fool's Paradise to start off a couple of songs from the new record by Kelly Willis. Here you go.
Some sweet promise of love in that look in your eyes. All that effortless charm. I'm the unwise in a fool's paradise. A fool's paradise, a fool's paradise. I'm not riding this town. You tell me again if you come back around. All that ache in your voice, like I don't have a choice.
it's a lot of fun. That is a song called Modern World. It's by Kelly Willis. Yes, Kelly has a new record out. It's called Back Being Blue. It's just out. And, oh, is it good? Yeah, good stuff there. New stuff from Kelly Willis. Well, hi there, everyone. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' For Real. And remember, you can always check out Hurtin' For Real on Twitter. Yeah, it's at Hurtin' For Real. Yeah, Hurtin', no G, no apostrophe, at Hurtin' For Real. And you can... oh, see some music news and news about upcoming shows and old shows and all that at Hurtin' For Real on Twitter. Well, Big Fancy. You know, Big Fancy, as I'm recording this show, he's in town tonight. Yeah, he's in Kamloops. I'm based out of Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada. And there's a place called Zach's. It's a coffee shop. It's downtown. And there are some really interesting acts coming in there, and one of them, like I say, is called Big Fancy. Now, he also goes by Blake Bamford. He's from Fort Fraser, and his new record is really good. It's called Big Fancy, The Legendary Loser Sings Sad Songs. And yeah, he calls himself a hillbilly recording artist. And you know, this new record, yeah, it's, well, it's a little bit folk, a little bit country. There's some honky-tonk on it. There's a lot of good sounds on it. And I think you'll like these songs. We're going to hear a song called The Devil Is a Hard Man. Some new, Big Fancy, on Hurtin' For Real.
Wake up, moonshiner, I know you just went down. You were selling your liquor all night around town. You gotta keep cooking or soon you'll be poor. The devil is a hard man to work for. Going to town, you buy your sugar and yeast. 100 pounds of sugar and nothing to eat. Getting funny looks at the grocery store. The devil is a hard man to work for. Jesus took water and he turned it to wine. I use a few more things and I make moonshine. Judging by the preacher's house, say God pays more. And the devil is a hard man to work for. Call me up when it's late at night. Liquor store's closed and there's no booze inside. Calling me names when they wake up head sore. The devil is a hard man to work for. It's not the best in the world, but it's the best that's around. And if you don't believe me, just drink it on down. Powerful stuff, less is more. And the devil is a hard man to work for. Drink with me if it's worth the risk. You can drink for free if you buy the mix. Get lower down than you ever been before. And the devil is a hard man to work for. The devil, he's a bastard to work for. The devil. I'm drunk at work again. It's been happening more and more. Seem like I'm dissatisfied with my life, but too chicken to walk out the door. Maybe this'll give me the courage I need to punch a boss down to the floor. The way he's staring across the big old desk is grieving me something sore. And it's hard getting on the top of life. You gotta do what you gotta do. Lonesome at the top and it's a long drop, but it's lonely at the bottom too. Stepped into work about a half hour late. Boss just gives me the eye. When I spoke, I said my alarm clock broke. Hell, I thought it's worth a try. But if he saw the way we were pouring them down, buying drugs, doing them all, he's lucky that damned alarm clock ever woke me up at all. And it's hard getting on the top of life, you gotta do what you gotta do. Lonesome at the top and it's a long drop, but it's lonely at the bottom too. Here it was Thursday evening, man, we were pouring them down. My work was right across the street from the bar, my apartment was way downtown. So I just curled up in front of the door, cause it seemed like a plan at the time. Here it is Monday morning, standing in the welfare line. Here it is Monday morning, get drunk on the government's dime.
There is Big Fancy. Yes, his new record is called The Legendary Loser, and that song there, Drunk at Work Again. Yeah, he's kind of hard to find on the internet. You might want to go to Bandcamp. Just Google Big Fancy Bandcamp, and you'll find him. Yeah, he's an interesting guy and a good new record from Big Fancy. Well, an album that's getting a lot of praise from some of my peers is an album called, well, it's by American Aquarium. That's the name of the band. The album is called Things Change, and it's out on the New West record label. Yeah, it's their first on that label. However, they put out, you know, about 10 records in their career, and they're from Raleigh, North Carolina, and yeah, they're a country band, they're a rock band, some might say alternative country, some might, and you know, their new record is just fantastic. In fact, a lot of people I'm talking to say that, you know, it's going to be on their best of 2018 list at the end of the year, and yeah, I like doing those, yeah. Last year, my favorite record was by Sonny Sweeney, an album called Trophy. This year, well, we're not even half done, are we? Yeah, but there's a lot of contenders, including this one. They are called American Aquarium, and this song is called Work Conquers All. Here you go.
Thank you. fair share of bridges here and bridges there. I gave into every hazard of the occupation. 4 years I called the highway home, but I never got good at sleeping alone, and I earned every letter of my bad reputation. See, it's a blurry line between wrong and right, 'cause what feels so good on a Saturday night hurts like hell come Sunday morning. But I was standing there when she walked in, then her eyes lit up with a sideways grin. Head got light and my chest caved without warning. You see, I put down the bottle, she puts up with me. Spend hours in the mirror trying to figure out just what it is she sees. If it weren't for that woman, Lord, I don't know where I'd be. Yeah, I gave up. That candle, all back in my wild and younger days. Oh boy, let me tell you, I can put them away. But come closing time, oh man, I was hard to handle. You see, I put down the bottle, she puts up with me. Spend hours in the mirror trying to figure out just what it is she sees. If it weren't for that woman, Lord, I don't know where.
Yeah, good shit. That is American Aquarium. Thank you, guys. Yeah, a song called She Gave Up on the Drink. No, I gave up on the drinking before she gave up on me. Yeah, their new record is called Things Change. And yeah, I'll have to play some more songs from that record because it's pretty darn good. Yes, new stuff from American Aquarium. Well, my wife is going to be pretty excited about this next one. Dwight Yoakam. Yeah, he's been pretty busy lately. In fact, we just saw him in Kamloops a little while ago, and what a show that was. Thanks for coming to Kamloops, Dwight. And like I say, Dwight's been busy. He's been touring with Lucinda Williams and Steve Earle. He's launched his own Sirius XM channel called Dwight Yoakam and the Bakersfield Beat. And he's debuted a couple of new songs. And, you know, I don't know if this is going to be, you know, on a new record. I don't know if they're just a couple of, you know, one-offs. I really don't know. But they're good songs. And, you know, since he released them both on the same day and it's new stuff, hell, it's one of the hurts of the month. Absolutely. We're going to hear both songs by Dwight Yoakam. This one is called Then Here Came Monday. And then we'll follow that up with Pretty Horses. Yeah, Dwight Yoakam, he's been making wonderful records for decades, yeah. Commercial country radio might just remember him from years past, but his new records, damn, they're good. Anyways, these two songs are good too, starting with Then Here Came Monday on Hurtin' For Real.
¶¶ came and went without a reason. But that's the kind of thing that Thursdays will often do. I went to bed knowing better than woke up believing that I only had Friday to get through. Friday's never long, feels real easy till Saturday winds up just Friday's fool. Then Sunday led to hope almost deceiving me about how I was over you. Then here came Monday, and I remember how that hurt can feel. The pain goes on and on, it gets really real. Like I was doing fine until Monday came along. Or what I have to write.
commercial country radio played music like that, new music, I might actually listen to it. Yeah, isn't that wonderful? That is Dwight Yoakam. It is a new song that he released. He released two of them right at the same time just recently. That one there is called Pretty Horses, and I decided to make those two songs, yes, one of the hurts of the month. And yeah, he just released both of them. Didn't say if it's off of a new record, but let's hope so, because it's just fine. Thank you, Dwight. Well, I got time for one more, and then we'll move on to part two. Yeah, that's how it works here on Hurtin' for Real. It's a two-parter. The Hurts of the Month is, and I'm going to play a duo. They're called Davis Catheriner. Now, they are, like I say, are a duo. They have a new record. It's called Losing Habits. And these guys are made up of Ben Davis and Danny Catheriner. Yes, Catheriner, K-A-T-H-R-I-N-E-R. And their new record, it's really good. It's, you know, I'm playing these two songs because, of course, the songs are good. But this song here actually features one of my favorites, Laura Cantrell. And the album is called Losing Habits. This song, Breakfast Table. New stuff from Davis Catheriner on Hurtin' for Real.
For a long time, how you got so mad? You wonder for a long time how I got to feel so bad. And it's a wonder how we made it through the night. I kept worrying that the race was run. That we didn't have any fun. Every chance that I had, I didn't ask. Don't know where you were that night. Don't know what it was that caused the fight. Didn't know if you could hear me. Sat so many times at the breakfast table and never rest.
I had the perfect question. Time was right. I could never make you happy. Stuck inside your head every night. And in the morning I could hardly catch your eye. Could have taken just a moment, maybe shed some light. Bring me in a little closer. I guess it wasn't worth your time. Honey, I was never one to read your mind. And I don't know where you were last night. I don't know what it was that caused the fight. I didn't know if you could hear me. And I sat so many times at the breakfast table.
Your coffee black, then you turn your back.
I said, pass the paper, please.
You tune in the radio just to make the mornings go.
While I kept trying to believe, every chance I had, I never had.
Tell me where you were last night. Tell me what it was that caused the fight. Tell me, could you even hear me?
sat so many times at the breakfast table and never asked.
Something on your mind when you're walking through that door? Something you forgot? Is there something more? Now the lines around your eyes look for the words you've lost. And are you gonna stick around now? Have you gone? I see you circle around, a memory just out of reach. So feel your way back to me. You can write it down and look again whenever you want. And everyone will say you knew it well. And in your room, you just wander away. And everyone will wait for you to come. And I can see you circle around, a memory just out of reach. So feel your way back to me. Something on your mind when you're walking through that door.
A reunion of musical partners. Yes, that is Ben Davis from Brooklyn and Danny Catheriner from St. Louis. They make up the duo called Davis Catheriner. Their new record is called Losing Habits. And yes, I've decided to make that one of the hurts of the month. That track there, Through That Door. Well, that is the end of part one of the Hurts of the Month. My name is Brian. This is Hurtin' for Real. You know where to find part two. I'll meet you there. Let's do that now.